Good morning. My guest this morning is Maria Caswell from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, Maria.
Hello.
I shouldn't say that you're from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. I mean, you're from your own self. You're a concert musician, right?
That's right. I'm a violinist and violist specializing in early music of the Baroque and Renaissance. And the group I play with, the Alphabet Baroque Club, or the ABC, is going to do a concert on June 13th, Friday, June 13th, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. They are hosting us, and the
Alphabet Baroque.
Alphabet Baroque.
I was asking you earlier about the long series that was done over much time, really, sort of going through the alphabet in music.
That's right. Judy Yaba and Gwyneth Davis produced a 2-year series of concerts. Each month, they did the alphabet. So they started with A, and the first concert was all composers who started with A,
right.
Getting a little tongue-tied here. Next month was all composers whose last name started with B. All the way through the alphabet, they just had to double up on a couple of them, like QR and
something like
that. And that took 2 years. It was quite a project, very successful. We got a fan base that happened all over Sonoma County and a little bit in Marin and San Francisco. Then they did Alphabet Through the Centuries, where they did each century a different concert, and that was hosted by Cinnabar Theater. And now we just like playing together. So Judy Yaba, Gwyneth Davis, myself, Maria Caswell, and Phoebe Craig are the Alphabet Baroque Club, and I'm sure we'll be inviting friends to join us at other times.
Do you folks play in other venues?
Yes, we all have other music jobs. For instance, our harpsichordist, Phoebe Craig, also teaches at UC Davis. She entertains her students, as Judy Yaba likes to say, because she's a pretty funny person at UC Davis. Gwyneth Davis plays with the Lamplighters, and she's also the ice cream and bread chef at Glen Ellen Star Restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this performance is going to be at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts Friday, June 13th. Give us an idea of what the program is.
Well, we've called our program All Over the Map. And this is because we have composers who are from Ecuador, Spain, Peru, Italy, France, Ireland, Scotland, the U.S. when it was still a colony, England, and Germany.
Wow.
And I might sneak in something Swedish, but my friends don't know that yet.
So what will be in the future? Are you going to have an alphabet renaissance?
It's going in the wrong direction. So but. I don't know what Judy Yaba has in mind. She's always got another project, but she hasn't told me what it is
right.
yet.
Yeah. How about 20th century American composers? That would be an interesting one.
That would be very interesting. And it was the kind of thing that she would think about. That would be an amazing series.
Right. I have several times tried to talk this radio station into letting me do an American classical music program. I think it'd be great fun to do that.
It would be, and very enlightening and illuminating.
Yes, really.
Yeah.
A lot of things to be said about this country is said through its music.
That's right. Right.
Well, thank you very much, Maria, for coming in and telling us about this concert. It is, once again, Alphabet Baroque at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, the new Sebastopol Center for the Arts, formerly Sebastopol Vets on High Street. It's Friday, June 13th, with music from all over the map. For information, a telephone number, 829-4797. Online, sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.